Hello. Thank you so much. Before I get into today's episode, which is going to be such a juicy one, thank you so much. I needed to say this. It was on my brain because last week I received so many messages and so many shares and so many tags about the episode topic last week, which was all about expansion and contraction. And so many people were, it really resonated. And so I wanted to just say thank you so much for all of the feedback and for the reshares. Like I say, almost every podcast episode, it really does help. It's really helpful when you do leave reviews, and I love hearing what's landing and what's, you know, what you're implementing and integrating into your life. So just thank you. Like I've said it so many times, but it really does mean the world, and it helps, you know, the podcast to grow, which is so important. It's something that takes quite a lot of time and energy. I'm literally meeting with Mans in about 2 hours. We are going over so many plans together for this podcast that is so exciting. So you want to be watching out for some changes that are coming, for a little bit of a zhuzh. We're going to zhuzh it up. It's going to be even better moving forward into the later half of this year. And we are beyond excited. But like I said, like so much energy, so much thought, so much time goes into this podcast. And so it really means the world when I see it's being shared and I'm tagged and it's, you know, reviews, all the things. So thank you. So there is a lot of exciting stuff going on and you will be brought along with the journey. Like I cannot wait to share it with you. I'm so excited for my podcast listeners and for this community to come along for the ride. And over the next few weeks, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll be able to see some of the stuff going on behind the scenes to really give this whole podcast a facelift, which is very, very, very exciting. So be watching for that. True confidence has started and we are going into week 3 now, and it's just been like, oh, it feels like my whole life's work and my experience and my studies and my soul is being poured into true confidence, and that's been incredible. Level up, we're going into week 10, which is absolutely nuts. Like, and some of the connections and transformations and things going on there is just so heartwarming. We've got the Level Up retreat in a few weeks, so I get to actually squeeze everyone. There's so much exciting stuff going on. What I want to talk about today is exciting stuff that is going on, I guess, personally, that I'm always reflecting on, but things that also I think is worth talking about, because I, like I've mentioned on this in the last few episodes, since December last year, I've been in this really expansive phase. I've been working with not one, but two new mentors, one from a real business and money perspective, another one from a real life and sort of brain, life and brain perspective is the best way to put it, really like working on my self-development, not so much within the business perspective. But I've got two incredible coaches that I'm working with, mentors that I'm working with. And one of them is actually going to come onto the podcast in the next few weeks and talk about all of these things around money. And what I've really noticed is that over the last 3 years, my business isn't three yet. So we're 2.5 years old, roughly. And what I've noticed, and this is something that I'm really like just trying to articulate properly on this episode, but I hope it lands in the most clear way, is that the more I learn about myself, the more I learn about money, the more I realize that I get to command money. And it's not the ways that I once thought it would have been. I actually believe now, and it's so interesting. Like, first of all, it's fucking incredible that I'm on a podcast talking about money, that I have a course about money, because it used to be a really triggering topic for me. It used to be something that I was like, ew, gross, you know, nobody needs it. We don't need, or like, you know, we don't need so much. It makes people greedy. Like, money's the root of all evil. I don't need much. I'm very modest. I'm very like down. It was all of this like, you know, over-identifying with the fact that I'm very down to earth and I'm just a country girl and I don't really like designer things. Like, I over-identified with that to the point where it was no longer helpful. And yes, I am down to earth. And yes, I do prefer to not wear shoes. And I usually just wear denim shorts or trackies, and that's what makes me feel good. And it's not about like, it doesn't change that part of me. But having a story around how I don't need much was actually unhelpful, because What I know is the more money I have, the more of myself I get to be, the more I get to express myself, the more generous I am, the more of my heart gets to come out, the more of my creativity gets to come out, the more projects I'm able to take on, the more I'm able to have the energy and space for my clients. Like, it actually is an amplifier of who I am on the inside. And I know who I am on the inside is good and has good intentions and just wants to be creative and explore. And money is a tool that does that. Like, money has allowed me in the last few years to travel across Europe on my bike, which we've always wanted to do, to go home and surprise my mum when she's hit a milestone, to buy my brother I'm so excited. Me and my brother are going together to Tony Robbins because I thought that would be a really cool experience for us. And so I bought tickets for my brother and I to go to Sydney together. Like, there's so many little things where it's like, oh, well, money didn't make me a dick. I was not a dick to begin with. So of course it's not going to just change my personality. It makes us more of what we are. But what I want to talk about today is really, really, really interesting. And it's that whole idea about we get to command money. We get to command money. And even to say that, when I actually think about it, I never used to believe that. That statement alone, I truly believe now, I command money. My first mentor, Bob Proctor, he used to say that, like, we are the commanders of money, but we've actually become the servants. And when I was listening to that, I really resonated with that idea of like, well, I think for the first half of my adult life, I was very much a servant to money. It was like, I need to get money and so I need to work this job. And I was looking at everything like, you know, in terms of like an hourly rate. And it's like, it controlled me. Money controlled me rather than how it is now and how I've completely flipped the script of like, I control it. It works for me. I command it. I decide what to do with it. I decide how to leverage it. I decide how I'm going to receive it. I decide. And so even that tiny nuance of even as I'm talking, I'd love you to sit with that and think about that. Where do you sit on that spectrum of do you control money and believe that you command money, or are you a servant to money? And do you believe, or does it feel like it controls you? Does it control your emotional state? Does it dictate how you feel? Does it dictate how worthy you are? Does it dictate how successful you believe you are? Because if that's the case, money is controlling you. And it can control you when you don't have it because you're like, oh my God, I'm stressed. I need more, but I feel like I don't know, you know, you're out of control. And it can control people. It can control people when they have lots of it because they've put so much power onto it. They've put it onto such a pedestal that now it's become their identity and it's like it gives them power. Whereas we almost want it to be a little bit neutral. We almost want money just to be, it just is what it is. And it's just neutral. It's like oxygen. We don't think about it. We don't give it power. We don't worry about when it's coming and going. It just is. And that's an energy that I've been playing with. But what I wanted to talk about here is just this, first of all, the nuance. Let's look at that. Do you believe you command money or do you believe it commands you and it controls you? So first of all, that's been a big shift. I now truly believe that I command money. So let's go deeper than that. Let's go underneath and unpack this. First of all, I believe that I make money and I get to command money and leverage money and receive money by being myself. That is my true belief. I believe that money comes to me the more I am myself. And the reason I believe that is because I believe that money is attracted to clarity. I believe money is attracted to decision and action. I believe money is attracted to the energy of action. And that's why I believe the more I've learned to command myself, the more money has come to me. So I don't focus on growing my bank account. I focus on growing me. And I focus on growing me by becoming and being and consistently and continuously striving to be a person who has mental clarity, who always moves with action and quick decisions. I become somebody who makes a decision and acts on it and executes and moves with intention. Because I believe that money responds to that energy, I don't need to worry about anything except myself. The more I've learned to command myself, the more I've been able to see more money in my bank account. It's that simple. Because even if you look at it from the perspective of, okay, let's say that you have a business or a career, you would think that, okay, for you to command more money, for you to be able to receive more money, you may need a promotion. Or you may need to scale your business. You might be in a stage where the next phase is scaling, or you might be in a stage in your career where the next stage for more money is a promotion. The only way you are going to receive that is if you work on working on you, if you improve you somehow. The boss does not just give you a promotion without you commanding yourself to be better. The business does not just grow more money without you having the self-awareness to work on yourself by going, okay, for my business to scale, I might need to actually put in more boundaries so that I've got more time and space to create more offers. That means commanding yourself. That means commanding yourself. The money will come. The byproduct will always come, but we need to focus on what's on us to work on. And so if you wanted a pay rise, if you wanted a scalable business model, you would look at how can I lead myself with more certainty? If you believe that you are deserving of a pay rise, how can you then be the person who shows up with mental clarity that, okay, this is what I want. I want this promotion. And now you've got to step into being the person who is in that promotional role. It might mean you need to perform a little bit better. It might mean that you need to tidy up where you're being unproductive at work. It might mean you need to work on your communication skills. And the more you work on those things, the more likely it is that you're going to get the promotion because you're working on yourself. And when you work on yourself, you work on your bank account. Like, see how I've started to make that connection? The more I work on me, the more I become more of myself, the more I work on growing me as a human, the more I grow my bank account. And that's because I work on being someone who, like I said, acts with clarity. Money is attracted to clarity. Money is attracted to decision. Think about that just from a purely like logical level. If you go to a car yard and you go to buy a car, money doesn't move with you sitting there going, oh, I'm not sure. I might take it for a test drive and then go home and think about it and then go look at another one. And then I'm not sure if I want that one. I'll sleep on it. Money doesn't move. Money only moves with clarity and certainty and action. So where can we work on being the version of ourselves that moves with clarity and action? Another way that this kind of plays out for me is that I've learned to really associate that, like, the more I be myself, the more I command myself, the more I become in integrity with myself, the more money I make. If I tell myself, and you know, I always say how you do anything is how you do everything. If I tell myself I'm going to go to the gym 4 times this week, if I've made that command on a Monday morning, by Friday, I will have done my leg days and my two upper body days, for example. If I've made that decision, I sure as hell better follow through because I want to be the person that when I say I'm going to do something, I follow through. I command myself to do something and then I do it because the energy of I command myself, I say I'm going to do something, I take action, I execute, I make the decision, I move with clarity, I move with intention. That follows you in all areas of your life. That follows you in your career, that follows you in your business, and that is the thing that's going to generate more money. If you own a business, people are attracted to you and will pay you whatever you do, whether you're a coach or you're a service provider or you're a graphic designer or whatever you are, a VA, people will be attracted to you because they will trust that you are the person for the job because you move with intention, because you don't sit in indecision, because you've got this exuding confidence, because that's who you are, because you're working on yourself to be that person. And then people want to work with you. They want to pay you because they see that energy. They see that you exude clarity, action, that you're a go-getter, that you've got confidence, that you say you're going to do something and you're doing it. I'm definitely not going to hire somebody. Like, even if I look at the mentors that I go for, and I'm very, very, very conscious about the mentors I choose, I'm looking for people who practice what they preach, who say they're going to do something and deliver, who move with intention, who honor their bodies, who actually look after their mental health, their physical health, because I want somebody who has mental clarity and has time, energy, and space inside of our container. I employ the people who appear to be and seem to be in integrity because they know they're the expert, because they've worked on becoming the expert. They've worked on the things that when they didn't feel clear, when they did feel doubt, they worked on it and they overcame it. They transcended it. And now they've got this energy on the other side that is powerful. And so, of course, I'm going to invest in that person. That's when I say, money is attracted to certainty. How can you work on being more certain? If you're on a sales call with somebody and you're like, and you're not confident and you're not certain, and the way you talk about money even is in uncertain terms, like, oh, it's this much, but if you, we get weird about money, there's no certainty, there's no communication of power. What does that do? The person listening is like, this person isn't that powerful or confident. I'm not sure if I want to put my money here. And so the takeaway from this and what I've learned is that I get paid to be me. And to be me, what I mean is I get paid to be the version of me who is my most powerful, my most fully expressed, my most potent, my most energized. That is being, working on me means working on my bank account. So I don't command money, I command myself. I don't grow my bank account, I grow myself. And it's interesting that over the last 3 years, like if I think of my first year in business, I was still a little bit weird around money. I still felt a little bit icky to talk about numbers, right? I still didn't really have the self-trust of like, can I really deliver? Like all of these things. And so I really spent time working on being somebody who you can trust because I've done my time. I have done hundreds of hours of coaching with hundreds of different women and I've done my time. I am very confident. And so now, well, I've worked on my money mindset. I've worked on my clarity. I know what I want. I've worked on being someone who takes fucking big action and I say I'm going to do something and it's done. And then what's happened over the next two, 3 years, not quite 3 years yet, but what's happened is my bank account has grown exponentially this year. Crazy. This year will be, I haven't even looked at like, maybe it's probably 4 to 6x what last year was. Because I've been working on me. I've been working on being clear, on being the person who says she's going to do something and I do it. I'm learning to command myself. I'm learning to be self-aware and see the parts of me where I'm not leading myself, where I'm not being clear, where I'm not taking action, where I'm sitting in indecision. Because I know that when I work on myself and when I grow myself, what happens is incredible byproducts, improved relationships, improved business, improved scalability, better relationships with clients, more money in my bank account. All of that is the byproduct of learning to be the master of yourself. And so how you command money is you command yourself. And what I would leave you with as you sort of sit with this and contemplate this is like, where am I not being clear? Where am I not being powerful? Where am I not taking action? Because money is attracted to decision and action and power and taking moves, making moves, big ones. Doesn't always have to be these huge, big, crazy, bold ones, but money will respond when you take the action first. Like really think about that. Something has to happen for money to move. Whether you make a decision to spend money or you receive money, there's got to be something that happens in those spaces and it's more likely to convert or to start moving when it's met with power and decision and action. So where can you start to grow those parts of yourself? If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you're sitting in indecision, start to look at how you can make faster decisions. And what is really cool about this, and this is really, really, really important, so please pay attention to this. What's really cool about this is that if you can enjoy this process of learning more about yourself, of really looking at your inner world, of really looking at how you can become more potent, of practicing becoming more of a decision maker and an action taker and a risk taker, if you can learn to love that, money will just be an awesome byproduct. You'll be happy anyway. like truly, I love this process. I love the journey of who I get to become. Like I have made a lot more money in this last year than I have ever before. But the money, it's cool. Like, it is cool. There's cool things. Like, yay, I finally got to pay for my teeth. Like, I have a whole new jaw of new teeth after a fucking traumatic experience when I was 15. I have new teeth. Like, yes, money does cool stuff. I'm no longer a gummer. And yes, I can pay for cool things, and that's cool. But actually, where the pride comes in, where the joy comes in, where the satisfaction comes in, is in those moments where I'm like, oh my God, I said I was going to do it. I did it. Or I felt really afraid in doing this, but I did it anyway because I'm an action taker. Or I didn't really want to have this conversation, but I had it because I prioritize me being a more potent communicator. And I love myself for doing this, having this conversation, even if it's a bit uncomfortable or icky. Those moments mean so much more to me. And what happens when you continuously do them, they compound over time. So you become a more powerful person and money responds to that. You become someone who takes action and money responds to that. You become somebody who trusts themselves and has confidence, inner confidence within themselves, and money responds to that. But if we get to really look at how fun and how cool and what a privilege it gets to be to work on evolving our human, then money is just like this really cool, exciting thing that's like a bonus. It's the cherry on top. And yes, it will come. It will come. But we don't want to focus on the money. We want to focus on who we have to be. Because if you start focusing internally on who you're being, I promise you money will come. But if you start focusing on how am I going to control money and everything's about money, we've got it twisted. So how do you command money? You really command yourself. And I'm very, 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 very excited to announce to you that Money Mindset 2.0, I am calling it Money Mindset 2.0 because it is next level. As you can tell, I have expanded in so many ways. My mindset has expanded. I have gone so deep in the last 6 months. And yes, my business bank account, my everything reflects that, everything. And so Money Mindset is starting again next week, opening again next week. And make sure you are watching on my Instagram, that you are in my emails, and that you're watching or even listening on here, because there is going to be 48 hours where it's $500 off, which is ridiculous. And I'm so excited for it. But we are going with the 2.0 version. This is going to be next level, going deep at all of this stuff, like really learning to command yourself, really looking at where you need to tidy shit up, really looking at your subconscious patterns and behaviors that are holding you back that you don't even think are related to money that are. Trust me, it's all related. So we're going deep in the next round of Money Mindset. It's a live round, which is really exciting. I love teaching live. Everyone who's done my courses knows that teaching live is my favorite thing ever. Teaching is my favorite thing ever. And so we're doing 4 weeks of live calls. There'll be an opportunity for Q&A. You've got a self-paced course, your own journal that's delivered to your door with really good prompts to help you to look at all of these things. It's going to be next level. It's going to be the best one yet. And the better it gets, the better it gets. Like every time I launch Money Mindset, I'm in a completely new position internally, my belief systems, my identity, my bank account. I've learned so much every time I relaunch it. And this time feels like a whole new level. So you don't want to miss it. And you definitely don't want to miss the early bird. So be watching this time next week. Actually, if you're listening, if you listen on Wednesdays, this time next week, Wednesday, we are opening the early bird. So keep that if you are listening now and you're like, I want to be part of this, just be watching. Next Wednesday we begin and you've got early bird, which is $500 off. I cannot wait. So watch out for that. And I'd love to know what your takeaways are from today's session, from today's episode. Let me know what your aha moment is. Really sit and think about that. Really, really contemplate. Where can I command myself better? Right? Because when you command yourself, you command money. It's just the cool byproduct. So I'd love to know your takeaways. As always, please share this, tag me, let me know what landed. And if you feel extra kind, you can leave a review on whichever platform you listen to this. And I will see you here next week. Bye.